Welcome to the Jimmy Eats Cars Automotive Podcast. You're joined by me, your host, Jimmy James Hilton, on a glorious Thursday morning for you guys. I hope you guys have had a blast and a beautiful day ahead of you. Drink lots of water, brush your teeth, look at yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself that you're having a good day. It's all about positive thinking this summer. That's what I want. I want positive thoughts. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying new things. I got new hair do kind of. I'm not trying to wear my hat as much, you know? I'm trying to just let it flow. I do need to find a new hairstylist because my hairstylist is crazy, and I think she went to court, and I can't, her number's, like, blocked. I can't, like, text her anymore, so I don't know. I don't know what happened to my hairstylist. She might be in the ether. Who knows? If this is your first time here, this is the podcast where I ramble about the stream of conscious in my head about cars, and anything else. My head is a mystery. I don't even know what's up there half the time. It could be one day three peanuts. Today it might be a Ferrari F40. I'm just here to talk to you guys about whatever's on my mind, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So, and if you're coming back, welcome back. I love you guys so much. You're awesome. You guys are my favorite fans. I love each and every single one of you. If I could kiss you all on the forehead, I would, but I can't. There you go. We got a light little plate for us today. We're going to be talking about amphibious cars, Goodwood Speed Festival, and a car meet Karen. But before all that, I hope everyone's 4th of July was good. I hope you guys all have your fingers, and I hope you guys all have your toes. It's very important that you guys have those intact for the next 4th of July. All right? It's a rolling thing. You know, we're celebrating America's birthday every year. 250, big year. Pretty fun weekend. I hope everyone had a fun weekend. I did, I went out to Catalina Island. If you're unfamiliar, Catalina Island is this island off the coast of Southern California. It's a huge island. It's not little. It's huge. It's a huge island. I think it's like 22 miles long. And there's two towns, I think, Avalon and Twin Harbors. And they are on either sides of the island. And it's a beautiful island. They've got bison there. They got bison. Really cool. And yeah, I spent the weekend there. They have a parade where they march through town, the USC marching band. I got to be honest, USC marching band is not it, dude. They are not it. I don't know why Catalina Island is obsessed with the USC band, but they have them there every year. And you know what? If you're in the USC band, I'm sorry. I don't vibe with you. But it's okay, man. Just do your thing. Do your thing. Blow on that brass instrument. But yeah, it was sweet. Got to see the boat parade as well. Boat parade's always really cool, and they do a couple flyovers of some cool aircraft. I was nerding out about that. What I like about Catalina is because it's this small town. What I like about the little town on Catalina, the Avalon, is this small town. There's all these weird cars there because they only have like four city blocks. So there's, like, and also all the other roads on the island are dirt roads, and you have to have, like, a special pass to get on them. So if you want to drive from one end of the island to the other, you have to get a pass, and it's all dirt road. It's not paved. So you get some really weird cars there. Most of the cars on Catalina are K cars, funny enough, and some of them are, like, left-hand drive Daihatsus, which is super weird, and most of them are, like, 90s trucks. You can totally tell. And a lot of them have been, like, modified into, like, tourist cars, so they have, like, seats in the back. It's really cute. I like it. I would love to do a little cruise around in my K-truck. There's a couple 60s minis, like, 1960s British minis there, which are pretty cool. And I saw one this weekend on, like, Panasports. I was like, oh, that's cool. A couple Land Cruisers, Suzuki Samurais. Catalina has got a vibrant car culture, and I think that's really cool. I always go over there, and I'm like, oh, man, wouldn't it be cool? Because it is like a dirt road through the island. What if you did a rally, like a WRC rally through the island, right? Wouldn't that be sick? I think that'd be really cool to watch, and I think it would also bring a ton of tourism to Catalina because people would want to go watch the WRC rally on the island. It is pretty treacherous dirt road from what I've heard, though. There's a bunch of, like, potholes. I mean, that's what rally cars are all about, though. Hit those dirt holes. Get a little dirt in your seat. It's all right. It's okay if it's dirt or poop. That's what WRC is all about. Yeah, it's a cool area, cool little town. If you're ever in LA for like an extended period of time, I would say go over to Catalina, do like a day trip, check it out. There's like a bunch of like cool random history facts that are there. They like buried the bodies of these Soviet submariners there in like, I don't remember the year, but it was for the K-129 incident. They like, when they recovered the K-129 front compartment, this is so historically nerdy, but I'm sorry, I got to bring it up. They like buried some of the people that they found there on the island. Very interesting. But also Toyota did like magazine shoots there at one point. And it's so funny because I see those photos make the rounds sometimes on social media and everyone's like, wow, this is so beautiful and surreal because it's in the middle of town and there's like a pier in the background and people are like, I wonder where this is. And no one knows. And then I'm the only person like, that's Catalina Island. It's an island where there's a 2-year wait list to get a car in there. It takes 2 years to get a car. If you want to import a car to Catalina, if you are a resident in Catalina, you have to have a 2-year wait list to get a car, which is insane. And that's why I was like, and then I started thinking, I was like, if I was a resident and I had a 2-year wait list, what car would I bring in? Now, everyone's already got K trucks, and there's a couple weird little oddities here and there. And I thought about it. And if I'm going to drive around a car for 4 city blocks, I'm going to get a Suzuki Cappuccino. I'm going to drive around Catalina Avalon in a little Suzuki Cappuccino. I'm going to drive up to the dock and be like, get in my fishing boat, bring back a big fish, like a big fish, and put it in the back of my Cappuccino and make it all fishy and then bring it home. I think that would be really fun. But yeah, I wanted to talk about amphibious cars today. Let's get into one of the things I wanted to talk about today, amphibious cars. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this is because when I was in Catalina, I saw an amphibicar, and it looks so cool. I love amphibious cars. I have this like fascination with them. I would love to own an amphibious car one day, whether it be an amphibicar or a duck truck. There's so many cool amphibious cars, and I think they're so creative in a way because it's a boat and it's a car. It goes on land and sea. And so you have to take certain design choices to make it a floating boat and a driving car. And I think that's cool. I think it's different. You know, everyone out here is trying to do crazy wide body kits on mini trucks. I'm just trying to make an amphibious car. But yeah, I saw this really beautiful amphibicar just cruising through town. And I was like, that is such a cool car to have here. But I was also wondering, I was like, I wonder if this guy... He probably didn't drive that boat there because the time it takes to get from LA to Catalina is about, I would say, 3 hours. So it's not a short distance. It looks short on a map, but it is a lot of water to cover, especially since Avalon is at like the other end. He probably shipped it there. But man, and that thing was beautiful. And I know salt water would just like kill that thing. It would rust it out. A 1960s amphibious car? There's no way. But I think they're cool. And I just was like starstruck by it. I took all these photos and stuff. It was sweet. I've seen that car there before. He's got to be like a local. I think he owns the ice cream store from what I remember. But yeah, I was thinking about amphibious cars. So I went on Instagram and I was like, what's another cool amphibious car? And then I remembered, oh my God, one of the most famous amphibious cars around is the Schwemmwagen. And that's why I'm like, oh man, I wanted to make a Lore Garage video so badly about the dark history of amphibious cars. Now, if you're unfamiliar, the Schwemmwagen is a Volkswagen that was built during World War II for the German military to act as a light reconnaissance vehicle, and it was able to cross rivers. And they made a ton of these things. They look very cartoonish, I would say. They've got big lights and, like, they look like a little duckling. But it's very interesting, I've noticed, is instead of seeing these things in museums, a lot of people have bought them as kind of like a hobby, which is, like, super interesting in Europe. Now, I mean, here in the United States, people always buy, like, World War II Jeeps. But in Germany, and it looks like maybe Belgium, a lot of people buy these Schwemmwagens and, like, fix them up. And, like, I just found out there's a Schwemmwagen meet that they have during the summer in Europe where all the Schwemmwagen owners come together and hold a little gathering for their weird fascist car. I think the car is pretty cool. The World War II, the people who used the car, though, during the time it came out was very questionable. That I'm not down with. One that I really like, though, is this guy. I found that this is kind of what I was like, oh, I love this. So there's this guy on Instagram called The Craftwork Collection, and he bought one and painted it yellow, which I've never seen, because a lot of these cars have the camo or like a tan from, you know, their military use. But this guy painted his yellow, and I think this is a very cool car. Because if you didn't know and you just saw this parked on the side of the street, you'd be like, oh, that's so super cute. I love how this looks like a little duck. This is cool, though, and I think this is the perfect picnic car, right? Say, you know, you want to go out to the lake. There's a little island off there, and you're like, I'm just going to take out the old Schwemmwagen. You and your girlfriend can hop in the back, put your picnic basket in the back, and you just take off to that island and just hang out. I think that's cool. There's a bunch of other cool amphibious cars, though. Amphibicar, which is the U.S. one that was made in the 1960s. Lyndon B. Johnson had one, I believe. President Lyndon B. Johnson owned a German-built... These are German-built? Amphibicar, the only civilian amphibious passenger automobile ever produced, kept at his Texas ranch. Whoa, I didn't know these were German. Hold on, there's a whole new layer to this. How is it the Germans have perfected the amphibicar? How have they perfected amphibious travel? Oh, no way. Built in West Germany from 1961 to 1968, it was dubbed the 770 because it could achieve roughly 7 miles per hour in the water and 70 miles per hour on land. These things are cool. I think these are so cute looking. They're very expensive, though. Surprisingly, these are very expensive cars. If you look at the Hemmings listings for these, let's see. Price right now there's two Amphibicar listings on Hemmings that I can see. $58,000 and $88,000. That's crazy. If I had that type of money, I'm not buying an amphibious car that could sink. That would be a pain in the ass for insurance. I wonder what your insurance broker would say. You sunk the car again? I can't believe this. Amphibicar, though. I didn't realize it was German. Wow. Seems how much I know. I'm supposed to be this amphibious car nerd. I'm the amphibious car guy at Donut, okay? I know about amphibious cars. Now, there's also another amphibious car that's kind of interesting, and that's the Panther. Now, I believe, from what I know, we were going to do a video with the Panther at one point, and we were going to take it out to... We were going to try and escape Alcatraz using an amphibious car. Now, this was years ago. I think this was 2022, this video was pitched. And we had, I believe, most of the permits secured. So we were going to do this. But I'm trying to remember what stopped it. I think it was Alcatraz, because they were like... Their permit... stuff is like super crazy, so we couldn't end up doing it. But I still held on to this video idea for so, like, I love amphibious cars. I really want to do an amphibious car video. There's a couple I want to do, either just a big history video about amphibious cars and teach you guys about it. I'm gonna learn along the way, because I obviously didn't know the Amphibicar was German. Or I really want to build the cheapest amphibious car of all time. I think that would be sick. Like, I would love to go to a junkyard, buy a car, and then turn it into an amphibious car somehow. Like, get an outboard motor for it, fix up the motor, make the car waterproof, and then get, like, an outboard motor in the trunk. And then, like, drive it around and try and make it through, like, Marina Del Rey or something, which I think would be very fun. Yeah, amphibious cars, I'm all for it. I do know, though, and they can be very dangerous. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the ducks. If you're a World War II man, you were stoked about me hearing about the Schwemmwagen, then you probably know what a duck is. But a duck is the World War II amphibious truck that the U.S. military made. But these things were dangerous. They sunk pretty easily. And I think the sketchy thing about these, I think they look cool, but the very sketchy thing about these trucks is that there were so many that they built, and they ended up being surplus. And because they're surplus, they get sold off, and a bunch of tourist companies bought them and used them to take tours around, like, lakes, rivers, stuff like that. And there was a really bad incident, I believe, years ago. Let's see. Yeah, in Missouri, I think. Yeah, this was, like, a really bad incident. I'm trying to remember, but basically, I think it was a full tour group, and I believe everyone, like, a good, like, 80% of people drowned when it sank. Like, they couldn't get out of the duck. So these things are dangerous. They can get, 17 of the 31 people aboard died. Not fun. So amphibious cars are fun to drive, fun to think about, but also at the same time, very dangerous. So if you're planning on getting an amphibious car, get your boater's insurance, make sure you have a boating license, and make sure you know how to swim. Because not only do you have to worry about people sideswiping your car on the 405, you might have to worry about having to bail water out and possibly swim to shore. So anyway, if you guys want to see me do an amphibious car video on Donut, please let me know, because I would love to. What else do we have on the plate for today? Well, I wanted to talk about Goodwood, which is this weekend. It's already started over in England because they're a day ahead of us. Those blokes, they're ahead of us. But anyway, yeah, I got Goodwood Festival of Speed, one of my favorite events around. I was kind of bummed that I'm not in Europe right now to go see it. I was like kind of excited to be like, oh, maybe it's at the same time that I'm in Europe, maybe I can go, you know, see some of the cool cars. I love seeing all the content from it, because you see some of the most amazing cars of all time. If you don't know what this event is, I can't believe you've been like sleeping under a rock, because it is one of the most amazing events around, I think, where you see so many cool cars in action, not just new hypercars, but old race cars. That's what I love to see. I mean, you've seen so many iconic videos of, like, I think the Mazda 787B did a run up, you know, old Ferrari race cars, all these beautiful Le Mans cars. And now, you know, it's an amazing event. Old F1 cars. It's sick. It's basically this dude's driveway who's like, I'm so rich and I just want to have like a big party on my lawn for like a weekend and bring your coolest car. And that's sick. There's always been some like drama involved around it with like people doing donuts in the box before going up. And this year they put a no donut sign. And I think all the drift guys, they said, no worries, we're going to do donuts anyway. So, Joe has informed me that in England, you guys do the, that's fuck off. They love them beans on toast, don't they? I saw a couple cool things come out, though, because it is like the first day. Roof came out with a very cool car. They came out with a flat 8 powered Porsche. Yeah, Roof brings 1,000 horsepower twin turbo flat 8 boxer to Goodwood. Damn. This thing's so cool. This thing looks sick. This thing looks crazy. Roof B. Roof flat 8. Wow. Very sick. This is probably one of my favorite cars. Oh, yeah. I know a couple weeks ago we talked about Mad Mike with that F1 car. I wonder if he has already shown it. Let's see. Goodwood begins. No, he hasn't. Yeah, no. Okay, so no sign of Mad Mike in his F3000 F1 drift car he's building. No sign of it. Just him and his Mazda 3. That's what my wife has. My wife has a Mazda 3. My wife and Mad Mike have the same cars, okay? His just has a crazy engine in it that makes a ton of power. I would love to go to the Goodwood Festival of Speed. What car would I want to drive at the Goodwood Festival of Speed? I think I would want to drive a really well-sorted Miata up that hill. Or a well-sorted Corolla. Or a Honda. Like a really well-built, balanced, small displacement four-cylinder engine that's high revving. I think that would be really fun to charge up the hill with. I remember the video of the GTR doing it, the R32. That's cool. It was like a Group A. It's not a real Group A car. It's a replica one. I forget the name of the company that makes the replicas of these, but it's a British company, and then they make replicas of a Group A R32. So if you have a spare R32 laying around and you want to turn it into a Group A car, you can do that. But I would love that thing looks like a lot of fun. But man, yeah, a little well-sorted Miata up that driveway. Oh, I think that'd be really cool. I really wish Mad Mike had finished this project. Well, it's a big project, so... Oh, I wonder if anyone's taking an amphibious car up this dude's driveway. And if so, did they put out, like, a kiddie pool for it to go into? I think that would be very fun. Also, the crazy statue with, like, the singers this year. Those are, like... I want to know if those are complete cars. Probably not. Probably don't have motors in them, but they look like they have full interiors and everything. That's crazy. People are just getting crazy with cars and architecture. It's too much lately. It's too much. You guys need to calm down with the cars and the architecture, all right? Just take a chill pill. I wonder if... I saw this on my phone. I think they have, like, an auction at the same time. And I think I saw that silver Porsche, that really dirty RSR 964 from a couple years ago, was up for auction. I mean, that thing is crazy. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's like, it's a Porsche 964 with 10 miles on it. It's an RSR with a full red interior, and it still has like the factory Cosmoline on the paint. It looks crazy because it's super dirty. It's never been washed. And it's just like the dirtiest car around. Let me see if I can find this thing real quick. World record, 1993 Porsche 911 Carrera RSR 3.8, following an intense bidding battle at the Woodcote Park auction. Oh, this was not at Goodwood. Wow. Almost $3.5 million for a dirty Porsche. That's crazy. I want to know who bought this. I really want to know who bought this. This is a crazy car to sell for that amount. I want to know, just like insane. 10 kilometers. That's like nothing. Holy moly. The fact that it's super dirty is crazy too. But I know people like, they love that. Millionaires love dirt. They just love that. They love blowing their money on dirty car. Because there was that crazy collection that sold a couple years ago, too, at the junkyard. Or it was Sotheby's. Yeah. That's like those cars and this car on the same playing field, where if you're buying this thing, it's an art piece. You're not driving that. And in fact, I'd love to know how you move this car around without, like, damaging the dirt. Because at that point, the dirt specs on that car are worth money. At $3.5 million, I would love to know the amount of dirt on that car. What is the cost of dirt on that car per inch? Because, yeah, if you're like a car moving guy, if you're like the transport guy, like, what are you supposed to do? You're just supposed to, like, I don't know. You don't have a portal gun. Portal guns don't exist. You can't just, like, I mean, maybe you tow it on. I don't know. That is a tough one. If you're the one who transports this thing around, let me know. Do you put your fingers on the trunk? Do you get rid of the dirt? Oh, my bad. Oh my gosh. It was actually $4 million USD. Holy shit. $4 million USD. Oh my God. No, it's going up. I'm watching the auction live right now. I'm sorry. Okay, so this car, I am sorry, mistaken. It was not $3.5 million. That was 3.5 million pounds sterling. It actually sold for probably around 4.5 million USD. Is this the most expensive dirty car to date? I would love to know. Goodwood Festival of Speed, hoping no one crashes. Hoping it's a successful weekend. If you're out there, put some sunscreen on. Grab some water. Stay hydrated. I know it's really hot out there right now. And just enjoy the cars. Have a good weekend. See some cool stuff. I wish I was there. It'd be really cool. All right, so let's go from a cool car meet to an interesting car meet. I think it was over a week ago at this point. There was a car meet in, I think it was Houston. There's a bunch of American muscle cars, BMWs, and Infinities. So you're kind of like normal American car meet. And it looks like it's on the side of the street. There is a confrontation. This lady comes out and she's very like, you people are stopping me from leaving work. You're going to cause an accident. You guys are being disrespectful. You guys are just trying to farm content. That's what she says, like something along those lines of like, basically, you're just using this, like you're driving belligerently. People are leaving here belligerently to get clicks. And she was right, because leaving the car meet, this guy in an Infiniti G35, she goes on, she does her spiel. She's complaining to a guy. They're just kind of all laughing at her, which is kind of, that's how like all these videos go now on Instagram, where the guy's just like, you try to act high and mighty. I get it. She was obviously being kind of annoying, probably too, in the moment. But anyway, as she's, she walks away. And then not even maybe like 3 minutes later, this Infiniti G35 pulls out of a parking lot and proceeds to smash into a Honda CRV that was probably just an NPC. An NPC, the guy in the Infiniti loses control and smacks into this thing. And the Honda goes tumbling. I will say the Honda is going quite fast. But, I mean, the Infiniti lost control. He's in another lane. He shouldn't even be in that lane to begin with. And she pulls up. This lady who is complaining to all these people, she pulls up and she's like, what did I fucking say? she just starts going off again. And I got to think, like, is she in the right? Is she in the right on this one? Obviously, maybe this isn't the first time they've had this car meet here. Maybe this has become a problem here. She almost got hit last time they had a car meet there. We don't really know the full length of this story yet. If you were there or you know someone who was there, I'd love to know, because this is crazy. Because they called her out, but she was right. There was an accident, and some people definitely got injured. Yeah, she's saying she's almost gotten hit. Somebody can make a video. The guy says, you're making a good video right now. Stupid sons of bitches. That's what she says. She's right. She was right. You guys caused an accident through stupidity. And I'm looking at the comments right here on this Instagram post. And a lot of people are being like, that's not a Karen at all. That's a concerned mother. I hope that person got to jail. Get sued. It's not funny at all. Damn, I pray they were okay. Yeah, I mean, this is a gnarly crash, and obviously this is like a main intersection to have a car meet, and at like a weird time of day, it looks like, too. It looks like this is a very interesting one. I get having your community and your space, but I mean, if you want your community and your space, you can't be doing dumb stuff like this on the side of the road. It's not good. It's not safe for anyone, and you can't be leaving car meets like this. There's a time and a place for this stuff. It's not on a busy street, all right? Go to a track. Go to a racetrack. Find an empty parking lot in Minecraft that doesn't have a flock camera in it, because we don't like flock cameras right now. Anyway, yeah, I just thought that was an interesting clip and wanted to talk to you guys about it, because I think we need to have more common sense at car meets. I think there needs to be way more accountability for stuff like this. Don't leave car meets like that at all. It makes us all look bad. That's all on the plate for today. But before I leave, I'm going to give you guys a little dessert. I'm going to Japan in a day. We're working on the next secret show with the two cars. I can't say too much about this one, because this one, I think, might be the best season yet. I can't say too much. I'm only there for 6 days, so not long. I'm going up to Ebisu, and I'm going to be doing some really fun stuff there. It's going to be sweet. I'm excited. I'm bummed I only have like 1 day in Tokyo because I'm going to get my shopping out. I'm going to go and buy a bunch of diecast cars. I'm leaving like, I'm putting like no clothes in my suitcase basically because I just want to buy diecast cars and Tamiya model kits. That's, I'm just going to buy all that stuff. I hope I don't buy a real car. Yeah, it's going to be a sweet trip. But yeah, you guys, I'll see you guys again in 2 weeks' time. I'll let you guys know all about the trip. I'm sure I'll have a story or two about it. Anyways, though, hope you guys have an amazing day. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for watching and listening into this podcast. You guys mean the world to me. And if you want to listen to another podcast here on this channel, go check out Talk Talk Nation with Joe Weber. He just interviewed the guy from Fast and Furious who was playing his PlayStation and his Integra and was like the editor of Super Street, RJ. Very cool dude. I loved that podcast so much. So go check that out. Go check out the latest donut video. I love you guys so much. Cherish all the moments you make because you never know when the sun is going to blow up. Bye for now.